Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we do invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Terry B. McDougall, the CEO of Terry B. McDougall Coaching. She works with high-achieving business owners and executives who are successful but not satisfied to help them be happier and more effective in their lives and careers. Who wouldn't want that? And Terry, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, I couldn't be happier to be here.
Well, that's what I want to hear, and thanks for your time and for joining us. So I'm intrigued by the title of your book, Winning the Game of Work. Certainly catchy. How can listeners benefit from thinking of work as a game?
Well, you know, I think that a lot of people come into work thinking that it's the same as it is at school, which is that if you keep your head down and you do your work, that you're just going to get promoted to the next grade just by showing up. And there are a lot of things that people get really frustrated at work. And I say, well, the reason why you're frustrated is because it is a game and you haven't learned to play by the right rules. I actually, in my book, I talk about the fact that it's sort of like trying to play the game of Monopoly by the rules from Twister. You know, you end up twisted up in knots and really not getting anywhere.
Certainly like the approach and the mindset and the angle on that. Now, you characterize your typical coaching client as someone who is successful but not satisfied. What do you mean by that exactly, and how do they become successful and also happy?
Well, you know, I work with people that are really smart and talented. And a lot of times they're very well educated as well. And they have advanced in their careers by being focused on what's expected of them. So, and again, this kind of goes back to school, that, you know, the people that do well in school usually are understanding what's expected. They're buckling down and doing the things that they need to do to meet expectations. And people will take this into the workplace and they'll do that, and they're successful and they're getting all these skills that enable them to keep moving up. But unfortunately, what happens is that people sometimes lose touch with checking in with themselves to say, is this what I want to be doing? Because we can do many things. We can be good at things and actually not enjoy doing them. I think that what I find with a lot of my clients is they'll get to a certain point in their career and they'll say, you know, I am successful. I make a lot of money. I have great title. I work for a good company, but I just don't feel fulfilled. And what I've discovered is it's because they've lost touch with the things that they love to do. And a lot of times they will tell themselves that, you know, oh, I won't be able to make a lot of money doing this, or it's too late for me to make a pivot and, you know, maybe go in a slightly different direction towards things that I like. And what I really try to help people do is to understand that there absolutely can be an overlap between success and happiness, but you have to get tuned in with what it is that you really want out of your life and career first, and then start accepting the fact that it is possible to enjoy the work that you do and make money doing it.
Anyone tuning in would want to tap into that for sure. Now, you've written a lot on superpowers, I understand. What are they, and how can our listeners benefit from understanding their superpower and also understand there can be a downside to one's superpowers? Can you talk a little bit about that as well?
Yeah, I can talk about that. You know, I think superpowers are those things that we're so good at that we would, you know, that we just do them naturally. I mean, sometimes you may see people that, you know, it doesn't matter what's going on around them, they want to step in and organize, or there are other people that they never met a stranger, that they can talk to anybody. And these are our superpowers. These are the things that we like to do, that we are sort of drawn to, even if we're not getting paid to do them. And when we can use our superpowers and what we do at work, most of the time we really enjoy that. But I also have noted that with some people, they do not value their superpowers because that attribute is so innate to them and it comes so naturally to them, they think that everybody else has it too. And so they'll just say, oh, well, this is no big deal. You know, the fact that I could, you know, throw together a party in one afternoon, or that I could, you know, make friends with the, you know, the big curmudgeon on our block, that I can become, you know, get to the point where he trusts me and he'll talk to me. Some people will be like, that's no big deal. Anybody could do that. And the fact is that no, not anybody could do that. That really is a specific, you know, skill that person has. And I think when we can step out of ourselves and recognize that these things are the things that are special about us and that they are actually valued in the marketplace, that we start to believe that we can match those things that we like to do with opportunities in the marketplace. And that's where you start to have that overlap between, you know, being successful and being happy. Because when we use the things that come naturally, we're happier. And kind of going back to when people are successful but not satisfied, they're doing things that they're capable of doing, but maybe they don't love to do. Now, the downside of superpowers, and actually this is how I tell people to, I'm going to step back and say, I believe that any strength overused becomes a weakness. And I actually tell my clients that are in job search, this is how I tell them to answer that question when people say, what's your biggest weakness, is to recognize that you can't, like, say, for example, if you're, you're able to influence people by talking to them, that might not be the answer in every situation. But a lot of times when people run into difficulty, rather than like stepping back and saying, like, what tool or approach do I need for this problem, they'll double down and they'll try to, like, you know, force somebody to do something, or they'll try to, you know, if somebody's a very autonomous, independent worker, rather than if they run into a problem that they don't know how to solve, rather than stepping back and reaching out to somebody to ask for help, they might just spend more and more time trying to figure it out for themselves, and then maybe get in trouble because, you know, their project gets behind schedule when they could have very easily picked up the phone and asked somebody, like, what do you do in this situation? So I hope that made sense. And I think that it also kind of goes to that old analogy that when all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. You know, when we start to realize, like, okay, I'm really good at hammering, but if that's a screw, I need to put the hammer down and pick up the screwdriver instead of just using the thing I'm comfortable with all the time.
Well, it certainly makes a lot of sense, and a lot of takeaways that one could take away from your response to superpowers, the upside and the downside to that. Awesome stuff today. We're joined by Terry B. McDougall. She is the CEO of Terry B. McDougall Coaching, and she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, speaking of advice, what advice do you have for someone who wants to get ahead at work but is having a hard time making progress? And how about someone who has been promoted and wants to make a positive impact in their new position?
Well, let's see, somebody that wants to get ahead. I think that the thing that's really important to understand is, what are the expectations? You know, have a conversation with your boss and say, tell them, I'd like to get promoted. What do I need to do to make that happen? Typically, in order to get ahead, you've got to do something different than just doing the job that, you know, that you've been assigned. It might be that, you know, if the boss asks for a volunteer for a special project, if there's, you know, something that's new or different, you might want to ask if you can be involved in it. Because when you do that, you differentiate yourself from just the, you know, run-of-the-mill employee. And you also step into the spotlight in a way so that not only your boss, but maybe other people around them can see what you're capable of. You typically have to, perform at a little higher level than what you're at in order to demonstrate that you're ready for promotion to the next level. And when you step out and you do something different, that's usually when you get those opportunities to be seen and to prove yourself. Now, with people who have been promoted, one of the things that I see very often is that they may have a little trouble mentally promoting themselves to that next level. Usually people have done a good job at one level, and then they get promoted, and they don't recognize maybe initially that they've got a lot more power and a lot more resources at their disposal, and they may actually sort of subconsciously try to do their old job in addition to their new job. And, you really need to sort of, see the landscape from that higher level and start to understand, what do I need to do to leverage all the resources that have been entrusted to me? And sometimes it's a matter of, putting new systems in place or delegating responsibilities. And it's pretty natural also that when people get promoted that sometimes they may feel like they may feel almost a little bit guilty delegating responsibility because they feel like, maybe they're humble and they feel like, I want to work, side by side with the people on my team. But the reality is that's not your job anymore when you have gotten promoted. And you actually have a higher level, more important job, which is to, look at what the business objectives are from that higher level and then direct the people under you to do the things that they need to do to meet the objectives of your new role.
Certainly appreciate the input, most helpful, and I'm sure the listeners agree as they fall into those particular categories. Now, I also know that you work with a lot of high achievers, and we've got a lot of really smart listeners tuning in, and I'm sure they were all curious about this. How do you win the game of work?
Yeah, winning the game of work is not about making lots of money. It's not about, being like getting to the highest possible level. Those things could very well be part of winning the game of work, but really, in order to win the game of work, you need to determine what's important for you. What do you want? You actually make the rules for your life and for your career. And once you're able to get clear on what it is that you want, you can find a path to get there. And winning the game of work is about living by the values and rules that are important to you and putting yourself in a situation where you can be fulfilled as a human being. And I found that, when you tune in to what's important to you, you can have the energy to devote towards having not only a happy life and career, but a successful life and career as well.
Terry, some really good information shared here today. Really appreciate your visit and your time, and I'm sure listeners want to tap into your expertise and your coaching services. So where's the best place to get further details and to be also in contact as well?
The best place to connect with me is at my website, harrybmcdougall.com, and I'm also on LinkedIn, and my handle on LinkedIn is also Terry B. McDougall. So I'd love to connect or have conversations with anybody that's interested and would like to learn more.
And that's certainly easy enough. Again, folks, it is terrybmcdougall.com. Of course, we'll leave a link within the show notes of this broadcast to further aid as well. Again, Terry, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Thanks so much.
It was a lot of fun. Thanks a lot, Eric.
And let's do it again. We've been speaking with Terry B. McDougall, the CEO of Terry B. McDougall Coaching, where she works with high-achieving business owners and executives who are successful but not satisfied to help them be happier and more effective in their lives and careers. And again, for more information, visit terrybmcdougall.com. EPNEnterprise.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.